Holly Berger, and this is the Sunday morning free meditation call. Today is November 14th, 2021. And I want to ask that you guys mark your calendars if you don't mind. The next call is December 12th, and I don't do reminder calls for the Sunday free morning meditations. So that's hopefully something you can put into your calendars and remember. But if you forget, these are posted online. And I have my web person who's now in Wyoming post them for me. So it usually takes about 4 or 5 days, sometimes a week. If there's any problems during the call, send me a message in the chat box. And I hope you're sitting in a straight back chair with your feet flat on the floor. That is the best position for meditation, according to my guides. Feet flat on the floor, spine straight, arms and legs uncrossed, gives you the best flow of energy through your arms and your legs. If your legs are crossed, just do some extra concentration on how to move that energy through your body. Just takes a little more concentration and it's a little more work. So it's easier for you. It's more beneficial to be in the straight position. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Maybe grab your favorite rocks. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us now in setting sacred space. We ask that each person be blessed with all appropriate frequencies and energies and light beings to set this sacred space. We ask that Source send forth our guides, angels, ascended masters, ancestors, beloveds, gods, goddesses, deities, all those that we work with, even our ET brothers and sisters, but we only allow the purest intentions of unconditional love and light. We banish anything less. We banish anything less than 100% pure Christ consciousness light. And we work now with the truest forms of I am consciousness. We ask that Source seal off space around each one of us on the north, south, west, east, above, below, and all areas in between. Within our sealed and sacred spaces, we invoke the presence of our light beings and we ask that they help infuse us with light. You can imagine that your solar plexus begins to infuse with light and it starts to emanate up, down, and out, radiating, shining, moving out. And we ask for cleansing, clearing, and healing for all chakras, energy centers, organs. We ask that the light bubble and bounce through our blood, bone, and tissue. And we're going to come back to this, so I'm going to keep this short here. We ask that the light radiate out and that it begin to create protection around us to enhance our pillars of light, connect us to the I am, connect us to the core of the earth, each in our own pillars of light. We're grateful for this moment of meditation, for the raising of frequency, for the sacred space. We're grateful for, I'm going to say this in the first person, I am grateful, so you can repeat that in your own mind. I am grateful for my guides, my light beings, my high self committee, for Creator, Source, I am presence. I'm grateful for my consciousness, my awareness, my awakeness, my groundedness. I allow all my worries and fears to slip away, to be transmuted. I invoke the presence of the violet flame to be with me now, to begin to transmute anything no longer serving me, be it an illness, disease, or even a bad decision. I release and clear and heal and recalibrate myself into my highest beingness, we'll call it, my highest beingness. So we're going to work with some upping of frequency today. So it seems like a short opening, but we're going to open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. I want to say one of the prayers from my prayer book. This is called Be Present with Your Presence Prayer. And the guides led me to this morning with our subject of be in the now. So I'm going to read this and then I'm going to go into a light raising and then we'll see what the guides have to say. Be present with your presence prayer. Divine Creator, In this moment, I ask that my mind be balanced so that I may see my service. Show me how to be present with the presence within. I welcome gentle reminders to love my neighbor, to forgive my judgments, to remember my service. As I bow before the mirror, please help me to remember oneness. As I kneel before poverty, help me to know my abundance starts within and I am free of restraints. I am limitless. As I recognize wholeness, I see that I am whole. As I seek wholeness, I know that I am whole. I'm going to read that one again. As I recognize wholeness, I see that I am whole. As I seek wholeness, I know that I am whole. Divine creator of all that is, I welcome assistance. Help me know my heart to forgive the ways of the lost, even if they are my ways. I am in truth. I am truth. I shine truth from the oneness that I am. Blessed are those that reflect the truth, for they are me and I am them. We are one. Divine truth reigns free from my heart. Burdens are lifted and I am free. From my heart, burdens are lifted and I am free. In gratitude for the abundant blessings that make up my life. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. I want you to imagine now that there's a beautiful pool of light at your feet and that it begins to move into your body. This beautiful pool of light may be bubbling or dancing. It is full of I Am Presence consciousness. It is full of the very exact moment of your creation. It is timeless and full of all of creation and therefore holds the past, present, and future. It is very important that you focus on the moment of now, the bubbling energy moving into your feet, the moment of feeling good as the light comes into you and letting it move up, absorbing it from the feet, the toes, the ankles, up into the calves, the shins, and into your knees. Let that beautiful light bubble in and throughout your knees. Clear, heal, release. As things are purging and releasing from your physical body or your spiritual body or your mental body, imagine it just moving out like a whirlpool. Release these things. Release anything that worries you, gives you fear, old emotions, old traumas. A lot of these things are held at the knees. And you can release them now. Imagine a whirlpool pulling them out and letting your guides transmute them. You can see a being of light taking these things and holding their hands around this item until it becomes light. And they open their hands and they give it a little blow and it goes into the earth. It goes into the earth like dust and it begins to transmute into something that nurtures something else. And you begin this healing cycle that everything that you've experienced becomes knowledge that becomes a seed for something else. Your awarenesses begin to heal the planet. Your experiences begin to heal the future of humankind. Imagine yourself letting this light continue to bubble up from the ground through your lower legs, your knees, and up into your thighs. And let that energy bubble and dance and move around and consistently work. Let your guides continue to work on you. Call in your ethereal doctors, your ethereal healers. Ask them to come and help rebalance. Ask them to help you purge and release things that no longer serve you. Let that light move into the lower chakra. Your first chakra is your root chakra. And imagine that light begins to bubble and dance in the lower pelvic area and you see a beautiful red energy. That energy may be a tiny dot, a flame, or a giant sun. Let it flare out, grow, become big, and transmute and heal all the related energies to red, to safety, to feeling grounded. Red is the color of fire. This begins our first energy of connection to the planet. Our groundedness is very important, extremely important. Too much in the ethers, you can't get things done here. We want to be balanced through our ethereal connections and our groundedness, our commitment to Mother Gaia, to the planet Earth. Allow that red energy to continue moving and rebalancing and coming into the perfect size and the perfect color. Let it move up into the hip bones and let that become light now. Let it become dancing, bubbling light that begins to move into your tailbone and your sacrum. That beautiful heart-shaped bone right above your tailbone is called a sacrum. Let the energy begin to fill your hips all through the pelvis and the lower belly. And imagine a beautiful orange energy filling all the organs it may touch, cycling, moving, rebalancing, recalibrating, working with your sensual and sexual energies, which are all about creativity. Not about action that may lead to sex, that's fine. But today we're going to look at the union of masculine and feminine and that, how that happens in you and how it becomes your own creative force. Allow your grounding energy in the red and the beautiful creation fire energy to continue bubbling, clearing, and healing you, recalibrating you as the most amazing being that you are. Allow yourself to breathe into the energy that's bubbling up from the planet and move all the way up to your waist. Let it dance and bubble and move up your spine a little bit until it comes to your solar plexus. Let all your organs fill with light. Just think of any organ you might like to add energy to. Please bless my spleen. Please bless my kidneys, adrenals, liver, stomach. Move light through your intestines. And as the light continues bubbling and dancing, imagine as it is in your solar plexus that there is a beautiful yellow light. As this yellow light begins to dance, move, recalibrate, regenerate, heal. Imagine it spinning. Imagine things just flying off and your guides catching them and throwing them in the air and laughing. We've got this for you. This is no big deal. This is easy. Imagine light moving through the solar plexus. And this is your I am center. And this is the apex of your chakra system. It connects the lower chakras and the upper chakras. So imagine yourself calibrating into perfect balance. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to experience it. If I'm balanced now, I will be even more balanced in the next moment. Allow yourself to be in the consciousness that you can know something new about your own solar plexus, I am consciousness. And as that light continues calibrating, moving, dancing, merging with the lower chakras, let dancing, bubbling light begin to fill your spine about halfway up behind your heart. Let it move into your rib cage and your lungs and let that light really begin to heal. Our lungs are detoxing us all the time. As the light moves into your heart, imagine a green energy filling your chest and shining out in every direction. Imagine things flying out of you. They're going every which way and your guides are loving this game. They want to help you. They enjoy this. Give them their work. Imagine that every single guide gets kudos or a big paycheck or a vacation somewhere wonderful every time they do good work. Imagine they get a blessing or something they want or some wonderful blessing or gift from the I am when they do their work. So they love helping you. They love when you purge. They love when you remember who you are. They love when you're in the now moment of being in the divine, unconditional love of our Creator. Imagine your heart filling with this energy now and just think of something you love. I love blank. I love blank. I love. And I love. And I want you to spend time today remembering things you love and calibrating into your ability to love. And when you've named 5 or 6 or 10 things, I want you to say, I love me. I love myself. I love my body. I love my existence. I love my creations. I'm taking this moment now not to think about the past or even to create the future. I am in the moment now of thinking, I'm amazing. I conquered my past. I survived it. And I'm creating my future with more awareness than ever before, with more love than ever before. I am in the now moment of saying, I love my abilities. I love my growth. I love how my feet walk upon the earth. I love the way my eyes see, the way my ears hear. I love the way my senses feel. I love my abilities to know, to feel into each moment and know what is the right thing to do, or the right thing to say, or the best possible way to smile, to act, to be present. I am so grateful for all the light that's in my heart right now. I'm grateful for the movement of blood in my body, for my purification systems. I'm grateful for my ability to detox. As you breathe in to all this light that's bubbling up from the floor, allow it now to continue raising. Imagine that it moves up under your arms. It really needs to move under your arms. You have lots of lymph there. And then down your arms, cascading down your arms and out your hands, clearing out those healing energy centers. Every time we touch someone, we can give them healing light. You can touch yourself. You can touch a beloved, you can shake hands with a stranger, and you can give them healing light. Remember that. Remember, when you touch someone, it has the opportunity. That touch has the opportunity to be a blessing. You are a divine healer. Each one of us has a healing gift. It may be a healing gift that works in the ethers. It may be a healing gift that works mentally, or it may be a physical healing gift. Or maybe something we've never heard of, but trust yourself and love yourself into that gift and allow that energy to cascade from your heart and out your arms and out your hands and bless and heal and love and be. As the energy continues, let it move all the way up to your neck. Let it move into your shoulders. And let that beautiful blue energy of your throat begin to shine out in every direction. As your throat chakra begins to purge and heal and clear, there's lots of stuff we can release there. And I want you to focus, first of all, on releasing guilt or shame or any regrets over any words spoken ever. And use the word ever. I release guilt and shame and worry and fear about any words spoken ever. This life, past life, future life, any time, any space, any dimension. I release anger. I release anything out of balance with my consciousness. And as you purge and release, let that blue light replace everything releasing. So creator light coming up from your feet is now coming all the way up to your throat chakra and working with the blue of your throat chakra and releasing and healing and purging and clearing as your guides collect all of these things and neutralize them. As you become a bank of information energetically, I learned that. No one else needs to learn it on this planet. I will hold the frequency for when I learned that, and we don't need to do that anymore. Now we're going to do this. Now we're going to love each other. Now we're going to say, I don't agree, but that's okay because I'm doing this. You can have your anger. Here's my love. You can have your version. Here's my moment. My moment is peace and ease and comfort. My moment is I believe in unconditional love. I believe in neutrality of frequencies. I believe in peace. And fill in the blank. I believe in wonder. I believe in joy. I believe in laughter and connection. I believe in the divine I am consciousness and that it's available for every human. And I believe in conquering anything less, purging anything less. So let's just ask the guides, since we're believing and voicing it, let's purge curses. Let's purge oppression. Let's purge suppression. Let's purge any time we have trespassed upon another and any time another has trespassed upon us. Let's purge any time we have used anger as a weapon. And let's purge any time anger has been used as a weapon upon us. Let's purge division and promote unity. Let's purge bad timing and let's promote divine timing. And the words I'm hearing now are, as I offer myself in service to the divine light of the I Am, I ask for assistance in being a clear and concise channel for Creator. I ask for assistance in being gentle and kind and respectful. And I ask for assistance in delivering all appropriate words at the exact appropriate time. When you fall into sync with this, you don't have to think. You'll just be speaking and it will be beautiful. But you have to be clear enough to allow the love to come through you. And in order to be that clear, you have to be able to put aside your own worries and self-doubt. I release self-doubt. I embrace Creator's version and vision of me. Thank you. Allow that light to continue bubbling up from your feet. And now it's moving all through your body. It's kind of gaining momentum. It's dancing and moving, and it's still purging and healing. You might have something fly out of your root chakra all of a sudden. You might purge something from your solar plexus. Let your guides take care of that. Let them transmute it all. And as the light continues to move up, let it move all the way up your spine to the base of your neck and give yourself a beautiful pulsing light for that part of your brain. That's the medulla oblongata, very spiritual center. Also, where the reptilian brain used to live, it's still there partially, but it used to be much bigger. And that's a good thing, that's instinct. But we want to let light recalibrate it so that it's peaceful and calm. And that we go with our instinct through the divine light of the I Am. Let that energy move forward into your jaw, moving through all those muscles of your neck, into your jaw and your teeth, clearing. We want a big clearing for bacteria. And we bless those healthy, strong bones we call teeth. We bless all the energy of our mouths, all the muscles, all the words. Let the energy move up into your ears, come forward into your cheekbones and begin to fill your brain and your head and move right into that beautiful brow. Let light move into your third eye and you will begin to see a very dark night blue we call indigo. And let that shine out bright. You've got to beef up that beautiful light. Ask your guide, spread this light out, make it as big as possible right now. Maybe it's 300 feet wide. Let your guides take care of that. Nurture, heal, clear, realign. We need our third eye vision. I allow myself to see with my third eye. I allow myself to know truth through all levels of consciousness, all layers of dimension. It's a hard thing to do because we have belief systems that we would take to the bank, literal bank. This is my belief system. This is what I've seen true for hundreds of years. We have belief systems that have been put in place and we have followed along with them and they're inaccurate. So I allow all of my chakras, all of my faculties to work together now to bring me accuracy of truth through the divine light of the I Am Presence. I allow my mind, my mental body, and all factors of consciousness that interrupt the truth to relax. I relax them now so that truth can begin to filter in peacefully, easily, and comfortably filter in and begin to make me aware. And the first thing that I am feeling, hearing, seeing, and knowing is that I can hold a truth within myself that's not supported outside of myself. So I may hear something, but I can know the truth. Even if I don't say anything, I can be the balance of that truth within myself. I can be the divine light of the I Am. I can be creator frequency. No matter what is going on around me, I will hold that frequency. And you have to know for yourself what your own truth is. You have to know your truth may be words, your truth may be silent. Your truth may be action, or your truth may be stillness. Allow yourself to just calibrate into waking up tomorrow with that truth. Waking up tomorrow with the ability to see through facades. Waking up tomorrow with the wisdom inside that helps you calibrate all this light that's bubbling up from the floor through your feet, through your legs, through your torso, down your arms, up into your neck, up into your head, and now blasting up through your crown chakra. Beautiful violet light, victorious violet light, connection to the I Am. The violet light also holds the frequency of the divine masculine in blue, the divine feminine in pink, and bringing that together into violet. And as you let yourself feel all this light dancing and bubbling through you, it's very relaxing, but I want you to imagine that you stand up and that that light bubbling up beneath you becomes very forceful. It's like a fountain of energy moving up through you and blasting through the top of your head, and you're an energetic being, so you let it purge and heal and clear you. I allow light to move through me in a fountain-like manner to purge and heal and clear me. I allow Creator Light to give me anything I need in this moment. I allow myself to release anything no longer serving me. I release entities and their influence. I release data collectors. I purge all connections from those that have ill intent. I release my regrets and worries and fears. I release my grudges and betrayals. I release all interactions that no longer serve me. I forget them. And I allow myself to embrace a way to overlook anyone's energy if they are in a negative frequency so that I can ask for Creator to bless them with love. So it's almost as if you throw something up in the air. I'm going to throw a bucket of love up in the air. Creator's going to grab the bucket and allow it to be poured upon someone. Now, they may have a bucket they fill, or they may have an umbrella that says, no, thank you, and lets it cascade around down onto the earth. That's okay. Because when they're ready to receive, when they take their umbrella down and they pick up the bucket and they say, Creator, Source, I Am Presence, God, Goddess, guides, angels, whatever they believe in, and they're ready, everything you ever wanted to bless upon them will be there. So have faith that each person has their own divine timing. No matter how much you love them, you have to trust them to be on their divine road. Trust people as the leaders they are and be in the moment of you. I am the leader. I am. I am the consciousness. I am. I am the fountain of light that I am. Breathe into that and allow yourself to see that fountain of light begin to go higher and higher and higher. Allow it to just fill your pillar of light. Allow it to move up, 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 up until it creates its own union with a divine light that is your high self. Just ask your guides, help me join with my high self. And we could spend a lot of time here, but we're going to just go up. We're going to go right up. Help me connect with Creator. Help me connect with the I Am Presence. Our version of the I Am Presence, our consciousness of it, is ever evolving. It's hard to be in the now moment with that because every little increment of healing creates a higher frequency for us. And that means we connect with Creator more truly. We use a linear perspective. Everything's above us because we're on Earth. And although our lives are in the third dimension, our bodies are in the third dimension, we are multidimensional beings. So I want you to imagine now that everything begins to compress. All that light just all of a sudden comes into you. My high self is in me. God is in me. Creator, source, I am presence in me, radiating out. I am a multidimensional being, and I hold these frequencies, and I awaken my cells to them. And while I'm doing this, I'm going to send some beautiful light straight down into the earth, through the floor, through the earth, through rock, sediment, water, maybe even life. I'm going to send my energy straight down to connect with, to the core of the earth. I'm going to ask my guides and light beings to make that happen. I ask that my grounding cord or structure or whatever it is be enhanced, strengthened, cleared, healed, cleared, whatever is appropriate, rebalanced, rectified. Maybe it's even created. Maybe it turns into something new today. I ask for my grounding to be enhanced, stronger than it's ever been. My service between the I Am Presence and the core of the earth is stronger than it's ever been. And I connect with my planet, Mother Gaia, my planet for this lifetime, more accurately than ever before. Because I am a divine, multidimensional being of light, I instantly can bring the consciousness of Mother Gaia into my body. I can hold the whole universe in me. I can be a speck or I can be the whole thing. So I allow my thoughts, my awareness to rebalance with the idea that time and space and dimension are sort of a systematic way to help me experience. But beyond that, I'm everything and everything is me. I ask for help in calibrating those thoughts to have the best life I can have here. I know I've had past lives and I'll have future lives. I know I am a soul and spirit, but I'm in this moment now. I'm this name, and state your name. I was born on this date, state your birth date. And I will live until it's time for me to go, which is unknown to me, but I allow myself to calibrate into this moment of now. I feel better than I ever have. I'm wiser than I've ever been. I'm more willing to serve than ever before. Empower yourself. I am more light than I thought possible. And imagine your guide sort of preening your wings and continuing to pull things out of your field and help you really be the light you are. And come back to this moment. Come back to the moment and the opportunity to clear and heal, to recalibrate and rebalance. Remember that each chakra needs to be alive and aware. Check in on yourself in the mornings when you're in the shower, or when you meditate, make sure your chakras are full of light. They're not stagnant. They move and they work. So as long as there's your guidance team and the light and all the things you need to rebalance yourself, the more you do that, the more you remember to do it every day, the more it will happen all the time. Those moments when you forget what you were saying, toss those out the window. It's probably an unimportant statement. Or something just usurped that moment that's more important, which may even be silence. You are empowered today. Through the group of beings on this call, we have created a united energy. I want you to think about what you'd like to do with that. It will dissipate. It doesn't stay. So if it's going to dissipate, let's imagine that it's like a loaf of bread. It's going to go stale. So let's give it away. Let's bless people with what we've created. I want you to think today, if you had a handful of blessings, would you like to give it to someone? And you can hand it to them, but it's better if you just say, Creator, this is from that person. Can you give it to them, please? Because when something comes from the I Am Presence, it teaches that person to rely on the I Am Presence for their blessings. It teaches that person where the light comes from, which you know is within. So as we begin to pull our energy and awareness back to the physical, back to sitting in our seat, back to feet on the floor, imagine that you fully re-enter your body just in case you've gone out, and that you go past your feet and past your hands and you snuggle into all your bones and blood and tissue and organs. Imagine that your movements today are going to serve you in the highest way. And imagine that no matter what happens, everything is going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be fine and beautiful and happy. Everything's going to be peaceful. Keep reminding yourself that when you're in the now moment, I am in peace, so that you create from that feeling. And when you want to, you can go back to thinking about the future and manifesting and creating and doing all of those good things. But take time out to be in the now moment of love and appreciation. Be in the now moment of doing the light raising and loving all those organs. Be in the now moment of sensing your guides, sensing all the light beings that work with you, and releasing anything that can be transmuted. Be in the now moment of the highest and best good for that very second. Be in the now moment of appreciation for the way the light hits a leaf or for a flower or the wind or for a person or an item. Be in the now moment to just stop and say, wow, this fork is amazing. I'm so glad I have it. Be in the now moment to say, oh, I'm going to drink my water today. Creator, source, I Am Presence, angels, light beings, bless this water. Bless its journey. Bless it from light to light. And as we call ourselves forth now, I call myself forth to be present with my body, to be in the now. I'm going to begin our closing. I want to thank all of the light beings that have come forth today for this beautiful moment, this beautiful healing. I want to thank everyone listening and all those who listen in the future. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be in service to the divine light of the I Am. And as we begin to release and close, we ask that Source bless all of the light beings that have helped us today. As we release them back to their realms of choice, we know some will stay with us, and we are very grateful for that. We ask that Source help us to ground to the core of the earth and stay connected in our pillars of light, but be fully present, dimensionally present in our lives. As we begin to release our sacred space and disconnect from each other, the Akashic records and the Oversoul connection, each in our own pillars of light, I ask that the I Am Presence bless each of you with a beautiful, dynamic experience of today. Beautiful blessings, beautiful light all around you. And I thank you all for joining me. And we close. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen.